All right, say you want to sell something, like maybe bottled drinks. Make it taste good, sell it at a decent price, and voila. Okay, not quite. Barry Nailbuff is a management professor at Yale University. Seth Goldman was one of his students, and the two wanted to sell an iced tea that was less sweet than the ones they could find in stores. So they started a company called Honest Tea, having no idea what they were getting into. A new graphic novel chronicles their adventure. It's called Mission in a Bottle, The Honest Guide to Doing Business Differently and Succeeding. When we spoke to them, Seth Goldman told us that one of their first lessons was learning that they didn't just have to win over consumers, but also distributors.
It's one of those surprising dynamics where you realize these distributors were used to sweet drinks. This is what was in the warehouse, so it was what they drank. And they would taste our product and say, where's the sugar on this? And it needs more. And so we weren't going to persuade them on the merits of taste. We had to persuade them on the merits of the business opportunity. We could say, look, we've had consumers who get passionate about our product, who harass the grocery manager if its product's not there.
One of the panels in your graphic novel was really funny. It showed you, Barry Nailbuff, in front of a guy named Irv Hershkowitz,
yes.
a distributor who ran a company called Big Geyser, and you were on your knees begging him to take on Honest Tea. I mean, did you really do that?
Everything in the book is honest. The fact is that he ran the best and biggest distributor in Manhattan. And if we couldn't get in that, we were really going to be kept out of New York City. So this was a make or break opportunity for us. And this was important that he gave us a chance.
And Barry's always been one person to send very clear signals.
And getting down on your knees is a clear signal.
And the wonderful part about it is that Big Geyser still is our largest distributor in the country.
Well, some of the smaller lessons that you talk about, I never would have thought of them. One is that sometimes it's the best strategy just to not make changes, which I imagine for a small startup with big ideas and a mission, it's hard to restrain yourself.
This is a case where the complementarity between Seth and myself really came into play because as an innovator, as somebody who likes to do things differently, I was always trying to fiddle. And Seth helped put on the brakes sometimes to realize, nope. This is good enough.
One time, we actually developed a tea bag line, and we kept identifying ways to improve it. We said, well, we could, make the pouches easier to open.
You thought you were just perfecting the tea bag.
Exactly.
And each change led to another problem. So then we tried to make the box bigger, but then it didn't fit on the shelves. And so there's always unintended consequences.
And that's always, especially because we've always recognized it's about continuous improvement. Our first production runs had about an inch and a half of tea sediments in the bottom. But we're also still selling this product, and so we had to balance innovation against the reality of trying to build something in the marketplace.
Well, I want to fast forward to 2008. This was 9 years after struggling to get on store shelves, and finally you're growing and doing well, and you land a deal with Coca-Cola, Behemoth. They take a 40% stake in your company. Was that a tough moment?
For us, it wasn't. We had been through enough of the struggles on distribution to know that as exciting as the progress was, we knew to make this a national brand, a powerful brand, an enduring brand, we needed to get distribution beyond where we were. And we were doing well in natural food stores. We were doing well on the coasts, but we weren't able to give coverage to really the most of the country. So initially, when Coke invested, we were in 15,000 stores. Today, Honest Tea is in over 100,000 stores. And we're starting to have conversations with national chains we never had access to before. So the doors that are open now, they open much more easily.
Is there a downside?
I don't feel a downside. I certainly understand why some consumers had perceptions that we had, quote unquote, sold out. But I look at what we're selling. We're selling a product that's organic. All of our teas are fair trade certified. Our mission has always been democratization of organics. And we're reaching millions more people than we were before. So I don't feel the downside.
Barry Nailbuff, let me ask you, give me the professor's viewpoint of a small organic idea joining up with something so corporate.
Well, when the social responsibility is literally steeped in the product, if you can go from selling 100 million bottles to 1 billion bottles, you're really doing a much better job of achieving your mission. And so even a small change in Coca-Cola, a 1% change in them, is going to be a whole lot more than what we could do on our own. The fact is that this is where consumers are going.
Barry Nailbuff, are you looking for another student to form a mission-driven company with, or is this a one-shot deal?
No, actually, I've started another beverage business. It's called Kombrucha, and it sells mildly alcoholic kombucha. Our motto is get tickled, not pickled.
Okay. Well, best of luck with that.
Thank you.
And with the new book. Seth Goldman and Barry Nailbuff are co-founders of Honest Tea. Goldman is now the CEO of Honest Tea, and Nailbuff is a professor at the Yale School of Management. Guys, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be with you, David.
Thank you.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Kara Tallo and edited by David McGuffin.
The show is directed by Lindsay Toddy and Kevin Leahy. Our small army of production staff includes these fine people:
Nicole Beemsterboer,
Cindy Carpian,
Nishantia,
Julia Botero,
Nick Fountain,
Barry Gordimer,
Travis Larchuk,
Lauren McGaki,
Steve Burford Monroe,
Vince Pearson,
Maggie Penman,
Jessica Popovac,
Leah Scarpelli,
Selena Simmons Duffin,
Dan Simatovich,
Rachel Ward,
and Jim Wildman.
Morning Edition's editors are
Reena Advani,
Shanita Anderson,
Renita Jablonski,
Maeve McCorrin,
Arnie Seipel,
Kenya Young,
Jessica Smith,
and Martha Wexler.
And the staff supporting the fabulous Renee Montaigne at NPR West includes
Monica Bushman,
Nina Gregory,
Caitlin Parker,
Arzu Rezvani.
Guiding the ship that is Morning Edition are senior supervising editors Kitty Eisley, Chuck Holmes, and Shannon Rhodes. Morning Edition's executive producer is Tracy Wall. NPR's executive editor is Madalika Kasika.
The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonnell. Morning Edition's theme music was written by BJ Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I say this sincerely, we could not ask for a better team. I'm David Green.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.